America weekend.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge, along with Cara DeFalco, and we continue our conversation with the legendary director of all four Sharknado films, Anthony C. Ferrante, and his musical collaborator, yes, former child star Robbie Rist.
In my house, Sharknado is big. My 13-year-old was Finn Shepard for Halloween this past year. We did that. We blooded up.
God.
Oh, yeah. He looked just like Ian. But, you know, Ian's been on this show a couple of times. My son heard the interviews, blooded him up. We actually bought a toy chainsaw for Division of Youth and Family Services. Let me state, it was a toy chainsaw. And I'll tell you what. And he looked the part, and he's even going to do it next year. Sharknado Sunday, as we call it, is quite the day in this country. I remember when The Fourth Awakening premiered on Sci-Fi back in July, and you had all the other movies playing leading up to it. I mean, we're making pizza rolls, we're getting soda ready. It was like a whole new Super Bowl Sunday leading up to the premiere of Sharknado. That goes to show how this is really kind of, I mean, taking a bite, pun intended, out of the pop culture in this country.
Look, when the industry really gets a full understanding of what Anthony's capable of doing, he will never stop working.
This must be such a fun set to be on, all right? Because if you're shooting this and you're getting stuff done in 15 days, I mean, I've done Law and Orders where you stand 2 hours at the craft service table looking for a Snickers bar. I mean, you're move, move, move. I can imagine what it must have been like. It's like, you know, Judd Hirsch, Judd, get your ass back in the cab. We got to go here. You know, it's like, you know, move, move, move.
Oh, it's nonstop. Like, you have 12 hours, and I say the gun goes off at the time that you know, we start officially shooting.
Right.
And if you're not shooting something, you're not making a movie.
It's got to be a real pain in the neck, too. You get tapped on the shoulder. Gary Busey can only work under a full moon, so you got to rework the schedule here.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, what do we do now? You know, it's
let's talk about Gary Busey. Let's see. Gary Busey is like a bull in a China shop. I mean, he's just all over the place. And so while we're rehearsing the scene, Gary Busey was going off on a tangent, and David Hasselhoff was trying to, you know, ground everything. And at the end of the day, Tara Reid was the voice of reason, trying to mediate between the two of them to get the scene to work. And I just sit back with Brian. I'm going, I wish we had a camera. And we were trying not to laugh, because it was just like brilliance, because, you know, they're talking about it was also the topic, because they're talking about astropods and sharks and tornadoes, and the problem was Gary Busey didn't really understand what a Sharknado was when he did the movie. So then David Hasselhoff's explaining to him, and then Tara's going, no, it's gotta, and it was just, and I just stood back, and I just, it was probably one of the greatest moments I ever had. and the beauty of it is the only two people that truly shared it was myself and Ryan, because we were the only two people that realized the absurdity of what was going on in the room. It's like, Gary B was like, I don't understand. Well, so what the astropods do what, and how does it, what dissipates the torch? I don't get this. I need to understand this in order to perform it. So you got to have to explain it to me. And I was going to burst out laughing, because it was just so ridiculous. And so it was great. Tara came in and just, like, she just slayed it. She was so great in that moment. And I thought it was fantastic. But we didn't record it.
That's gold. We need a reality show on the production of Sharknado. That's what we got to do. Oh,
no.
Oh, we need a shadow project. See, oh my God, look at the way we can churn coin out of this whole thing.
Seriously.
Yes, I want to see Gary Busey being explained to what the hell a Sharknado is. We, America, needs to see that, guys.
I think you've got a great point myself, but
Thank you. See that? See, we put my production company with yours. We will take over the freaking world. Look at that. So,
sure.
There you go. Wow. Don't forget to check out Sharknado the Fourth Awakens as it comes up on Netflix. DVD, Blu-ray. You get the movie outside the movie, the stuff they didn't put on TV. It's all kinds of stuff. Now, Twitter-wise, where can everybody follow you guys on Twitter?
You can find me at AC Ferrante on Twitter. And also our band, Quint the Band, is on Twitter.
Okay.
And
I'm on Twitter. You just find by name.
Yes.
And Instagram and Facebook and Facebook is where all the old people are now.
I know. Is that awful? It's like an AARP convention.
It did just come out that it's the most popular social media network still.
Really?
Yep.
For cat pictures.
Yeah. No, really?
Yes.
Go on.
Facebook is still tops.
And you know what? Gary Busey's on Facebook.
See, there you go. And you don't have to explain it to him.
Anthony C. Ferranti and Robbie Rist, thank you so much. And I mean that. Thank you for joining us here on America Weekend.
I'm saying thank you, too.
Oh, see, it's this mutual gratitude society. They're thanking us. We're thanking them. And that's what just makes...
Attitude of gratitude.
See, that's right. Go. It's like the Coke commercial. We're standing on the mountaintop. The sun's coming up and the world is fine. Stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalegi.
And I'm Kara DeFalco.
And this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Where are you likely to overspend? Name the places where you're likely to blow the budget and maybe go in debt. Here's the social science of it. First off, parents are likely to overspend on their children, especially during the holiday. The typical kid asks for 4 or 5 presents, and the typical parent gives 7 to 10. We also overspend on our pets. There are entire stores devoted to Fluffy and Fido. We're also likely to overspend when it comes to college. The difference between state and private college is astronomical. Finally, we're likely to overspend on weddings. What's the cheap psychological trick? Humans spend more when emotions are out of control. To avoid overspending, just put time between you and any purchase. Got a question? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This explosive receiver was always a threat to go the distance. He initially passed up the NFL for bigger money in the CFL, but he's remembered as one of college football's most electrifying players.
He's at the 30, afterburners around, he's gone, touchdown, Irish!
So, where is Rocket Ishmael now? Rocket made some bad investments after his playing days, but he rebounded and got behind Bite Tech, a company that produces cutting-edge mouthguards for athletes. Rocket also appeared on the reality TV competition Pros vs. Joes.
The Rocket delivers!
With the Rocket speed, deliveries are never late. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappyLandAudio.com. That's HappyLandAudio.com.